So I moved from radio, I went into, we used to call it the internet then.
Internet. So that was the National Digital Division.
We used to just call it internet. And then it became the National Digital Division as it continued to grow. So they were the ones who are responsible. You know, Nation was one of the ones who started very, were the front line in terms of doing news on the web. With the www.nation.co.ke. So they needed a sub editor. They were trying to grow the team and they needed a sub editor to put the news and you know, write the news for the web. And so I thought, this is a place I can cool down a little as I just from my experience. So I did that for a year. But then at some point I thought, no, now I really need to move on out of, because again, there were a lot of odd hours. I was also at that time doing my postgraduate. There were a lot of so many factors. And I thought, and there were many, the odd hours are too many. Because I know, for instance, at one point I would work through the weekend. In fact, my week used to start on Friday, 4 p.m. when everyone is leaving work for the week. So that is when my week is starting. So I work Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So my day of rest is Wednesday and Thursday. I'm a very social person. I missed out on so much social life then.
I actually want to ask, so at all of this point, I've not had you mention, have you dated? Are you dating?
Where was the time to do that? Where was
not
the time?
At all.
Because you're working odd hours. At radio, I was working.
Those odd shifts I'm hearing, 4 p.m. to...
So at Nation, I remember at radio, I was doing I would do the morning shift for most of the time there. I would do the 4 a.m. Also, I'd report to work at 4 a.m. And then maybe work until lunchtime.
Until 1 p.m.
And then at that time, I was in school. Well.
Yeah.
So I would then go to class.
Afternoon shift
So I'd go now to school in the evening. So I go to school, just read, do my assignments, and then have class in the evening, get home at 9. Weekends, so maybe I'm working.
And then you sleep.
Yes. Weekends, I'm working. So, I sometimes say my delayed milestones in life.
So no time for no man.
No.
Yeah.
So. But I met my husband at Nation. That's a story as well. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I mean, clearly.
So before you leave Nation, I want to hear that.
So while I was working at broadcasting.
Yeah.
Actually, when I just joined broadcasting, I at Nation. Nation Broadcasting. Of course, you make friends.
Yeah,
there are people who, I mean, all these superstars you only see out there. Kumbe, they are just normal people like you and me, Maxi.
Yes.
They are just normal people. Yeah. Even sometimes a bit more broke than us.
Someone has been called a big name.
So of course now, you go there, you make a lot of. I made a lot of friends. A lot of those broadcasters then they're still my friends.
Yeah.
And I met this one particular person. Mm-hmm. We didn't date at that point. Mm-hmm. We actually dated later. I don't know, for some reason we're just never able to connect. You'd say, well, let's do lunch, and then when he calls me for lunch, I think he's also just a bit slow, to be honest. Call me for lunch. Leo siko me, I've gone to I'm up country. I have class. I have a meeting.
Right.
So we never really connected for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
It was always postponed.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I thought, I don't think we have so much in common with this. I mean, he's a good storyteller and people like him. He was really one of the popular people in the newsroom.
Right.
But I also thought he was a bit too loud for me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I never thought we had a lot in common. I said, I think we'll go for lunch, but I don't know what we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So finally, I think after 2 years, after trying to connect, he calls, I'm in Shags, he calls, do you know where, what? So one day he calls. And I'm available. I said, you can do dinner. Let's do dinner. We met, as in I'd known this person for 2 years, but apparently I didn't know him. Because I realized we had so much in common.
Okay.
We had been to the same university.
Oh.
We had gone to the same for postgraduate. We had also been to the University of Nairobi for postgraduate. Mm-hmm. I had been to, the same milestones, same things. Our siblings seemed to have had gone to the same schools.
Oh.
As in, it just looked like his family was a replica of mine. And I was shocked because I'd looked at him for 2 years and I judged that this person is totally off. Somehow we connected
Who is this person?
His name is Basset Buyuka. He used to work at NTV. He was a reporter.
Yeah.
And of course, even during the elections again.
Covered the
2007 elections very prominently.
Yeah.
So we got to know each other.
Yeah.
But we didn't took a while to, I think, as I told you, I think he was just, we didn't get married immediately, but yeah. got married later, yeah. I think 2012, when we had both left Nation. In fact, yeah. I think that now I was in my fourth job after Nation.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how, I always you say, met. That's how, when you're told, when my son will ask, you know, there's this program called How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Father.
This is How I Met Your Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fantastic. At least, so not only do you experience all of this, but you also meet your husband at
Nation. Because I guess now there's but that's where you're spending a lot of time as I said, we had a lot in common.
Yeah. So but you don't get, also because of your schedules though, you don't get to date a lot. You are just seeing each other, etc.
We're just seeing each other. Actually, as I said, we started dating proper after I left Nation.
After I left Nation.
Okay. You know, like you meet someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after.
Yeah.
And then even for him, we left within, I think, a year or the same year.
Right.
So that's when now we really got to
go
to know each other.
Okay. So let's come back then to this period after you are leaving Nation.